Okay, the point in the broadcast where we check out what's going on at Antibeeb. Yes, old auntie. Hello, auntie. What's going on, auntie? And we have the... to make sure that we give you authentic information, accurate information, if you like, we get our news and info from the official press office of the BBC. Yes, it's bbc.co.uk/press office. We begin by talking about case histories, which is awesome. It's fantastic. You know, we need these kinds of programs which are going to compete on the global stage, if you like. And these kinds of programs are simply awesome. It's starring, of course, Jason Isaacs. And for that reason, if no other reason, I am, you know, totally in favour of this programme going on for years and years. Okay, so let's keep our fingers crossed and make a nice, helpful suggestion to our friends at the BBC. Please, can we have more series of this wonderful programme, of course. Anyway, I'm going to read the info here. It's the actual series, if you haven't seen it yet, is it has lots of disturbing content, so it's not for everybody, obviously. It's on tonight, Monday, June 13th, 9 p.m, and it's part two. The first part was on last night, and D.I. Louise Monroe and Marcus Stewart joined private detective Jackson Brody at Martin Canning's house, where Jackson has found a body battered to death. As the drama continues, Jackson thinks the road rage attacker Terrence Smith has killed Martin. However, Jackson is surprised to hear a familiar voice. It's Martin. The dead man is Richard Moat, and he's wearing Martin's trousers and watch. Jackson's assistant, Deborah, has tracked down the road rage car to Graham Hatter of Hatter Homes, who also owns the cleaning company. He is Gloria's husband. Gloria is burning clothes in the garden. It looks to Jackson like she's planning a new start. He spots a picture of Smith, the road rage man, in the house. Jackson and Martin discover that Hatter's cleaning company is forcing girls to work as prostitutes. Smith frightens Gloria when he turns up agitated at her house looking for her husband. She suspects Terrence of killing the drowned girl. I did warn you, contained very disturbing content. That's Case Histories tonight. The second part, it's episode 4. Of 6. They've only made 6 episodes based on the books. Let's hope that we have more in the future. Case Histories, it's on BBC One and BBC One HD as well, and starring the awesome Jason Isaacs, who I yes, Pilar, I'm going to mention it again, if you don't mind. Thank you very much. Yes, I did meet and work with Jason Isaacs when I was in Spain, and it was fab, and he is the nicest person you could possibly meet. I know he always plays the bad guys in the movies, but in real life he could not be a nicer person, and he was wonderful. He was wonderful to all the extras, all the people. Hey Jason, can I have your autograph, please? And he was totally, yes, of course, no problem. And he was the nicest. You know, in the episode of Extras with Ricky Gervais, where the extra comes up and tries to sort of get an autograph or whatever, and he's all sort of nice, and then goes away and says to the casting director or whatever, please, can you keep all these the plebs away from me, please? I'm too much of a star. Jason could not be more opposite to that. He is the nicest person possibly. It doesn't matter how low you are in the hierarchy of the production team, he always has time for you. He's a wonderful chap. He actually, when we were there, he had a big batch of Harry Potter photos he was signing. He'd signed that many and given out that many, he'd run out of pictures. But an absolutely wonderful person. Check him out in Case Histories on the BBC. This is the English programme. You can follow us on Audioboo and, of course, the old Twitter, twitter.com/EnglishRadio, and our Audioboo page, audioboo.fm/EnglishRadio.